This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Let's pivot to something local here. A couple of things going on that are really problematic. And I think goes to this conversation that I had with Ron Fauché the other day about citizens' reaction to the governance in the city of New Orleans. And we are hoping and hoping and hoping that we're able to keep the momentum that we were able to garner before the Super Bowl, after the Super Bowl. But what we're finding is that almost everywhere you look, you're finding significant issues on execution, on follow-through, on setting an appropriate mission and vision, appropriate milestones, and trying to achieve same. You have to work hard at it every day. WWL-TV released this report on the permitting crisis. How long has this been going on? How long will it continue to go on? The article says it's been 5 years since, obviously, the tragic situation that occurred with the collapse of the Hard Rock Hotel. But what we're finding is there's still an incredible backlog. Thousands of building permits backlogged 6 months or more, waiting for the city to grant certificates of completion or occupancy. The money's been spent. They've done the work. They're waiting for the certificate of occupancy to occur. You cannot pull yourself out of the economic doldrums that we find ourselves in this city if you cannot get the permits department to zing and to minimize that wait to less than 10 days. We're at 6 months. There is no way, no how, that we can create economic development, lure additional people here with the willingness to spend their money with an incompetent safety and permits office. Who is minding the ship? Who's minding the ship? Why is this not changed? The leader of this organization was asked, person with the last name of Jackson, Tammy Jackson, who's been the director of permitting office since 2020, implemented a new policy that took effect February 10th. To direct 4 building inspectors to rotate, taking full days of on desk duty just to double-check the third-party inspection reports. How long have we been developing this backlog? Do we believe that this backlog just happened overnight? The Safety and Permits Office receives 2,000 to 3,000 permit applications every month. Only one quarter of permits had received a certificate of completion after 6 months. Now we have a half-hearted comment given to the media. Oh, well, we've implemented something. And then, as it relates to some kind of leaked video or audio, we find out that what's been implemented may not be in compliance with the revised statutes. Wow. How can the leader of an office talk about a policy, make a change this late in the game? You've been there since 2022, at least two, if not almost 3 years now. What do we do to change in the interim? What are the daily checks that we're doing? What are the weekly checks? What are the monthly checks? Have we created charting where we understand where we are? What needs to be done? Who's assigned to what? Who's tasked with what? How many inspections a day can be completed? How much preliminary work can be done by non-inspectors to make sure that all they need to do is pick up a file and go out there and actually conduct the inspection? How many works and processes exist in a very inefficient system? How many can be streamlined, and how can we move forward? Somebody should be questioning this individual as to all of these things. This is not rocket science. This is about process and execution. We should not be in this position. If we are going to succeed in moving from a third-tier city to a second-tier city, it's going to take more than executing for the Super Bowl. Plain and simple. It's amazing to me how anyone could sit by and let this happen. Maybe this is an opportunity for the business community to step up and see if they can't do something. See if they can't create a task force to get this done. See if they can't bring some oomph to these processes, because we have a lot of companies here that are all about processes, right? Manufacturing, this, that, and otherwise. It's all this is about creating the timeline, staying true to it, understanding the importance. 6 months waiting for a certificate of completion? It's a joke. Even one of the inspectors said, this process is so bad, he's building a house, he doesn't even want to go through the process.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
It's not getting better. And speaking of process, the Inspector General, Edward Michel, just issued a letter to Ann Kirkpatrick. This is not her creation. This is something that has been going on for years. where the NOPD has received a substantial amount of money, grant dollars, in order to make them LIBOR compliant. Louisiana Incident-Based Reporting System. It's a mandate that's been out there. It's a subset of NIBRS, a National Incident-Based Reporting System that's been mandated by the FBI. You hear us talk about FBI, UCR crime reporting, unified crime reports. The difference in the two is that UCR is a hierarchy. If you have a murder and an armed robbery, the murder is a more severe crime than the armed robbery. The only crime that counts in UCR is the murder. The armed robbery falls out. Under incident-based reporting, it's just the opposite. Both are reported as part of crime stats. It gives you a truer picture of the type and the frequency of crimes that are occurring within one's jurisdiction. There have been delays. There have been the deadlines have been moved back and the like and everything else. But again, to this day, they have not been able to successfully transition over to LIBRS. And as a result, now there's friction between the LCLE and NOPD. And I mean friction in a figurative sense, that because they're not compliant and there are things that should happen to them for not being fully compliant. Some of the members believe that they have done that, which means they're not eligible to receive other grants, and others have said on the board that, no, I think they are getting grants, and it turns out they are, to the best that the OIG's been able to determine. But they're not going to allow this to go on forever. We have to resolve it. And again, one of the situations that everyone agreed to that was involved is that leadership changes at NOPD, conflicting priorities, and insufficient IT staff contributed to the difficulty in becoming LIBOR certified. Sound familiar to safety and permits? It's the cornerstone of managing. Setting priorities. Understanding the downstream implications of your inaction or inefficient action. These are things that got to get done. There are departments every bit as large as that department that are LIBRS compliant. There's a lot of excuses being thrown about. I'm not here saying that this is easy, because it's not. But it requires attention. It requires focus. And you begin to see this appear. We've seen this appear over and over and over again over the years. The entire city organization has to get better, has to execute. We're arguing now over whether or not we have money. Really? There was a meeting this week. Joe Geruso is going to be joining us at 11:30. I'll ask him about it. Last week, they said they're going broke. They can't make the $20 million payment to OPSO, the Orleans Parish School Board, OPSB, because they're going broke. They have a meeting this week. They can't bring the receipts that they're going broke. What the hell's going on? You should be having monthly reports as to whether or not you're hitting your budget or not. And if you're not getting these reports, then we have yet a bigger problem, because you're not appropriately tracking revenues and expenditures of your organization. Maybe there's another opportunity for the private sector to get involved to clean this mess up, because it is evident to me that they do not have the wherewithal to do it. We keep asking, they keep trying, and we never get anywhere. Unless this whole exercise was contrived by the Cantrell administration. And if it was, shame, shame, shame on them. I'm not sure which one would be a worse outcome. to find out whether or not they're just incompetent or, in fact, that they're lying. One hell of a predicament to be in. What a shame. Such a beautiful place. Such a beautiful culture. Such a wonderful society. We are the envy of many, and we could be the envy of even more. Goes back to what I've said all along. We succeed in spite of ourselves. We'll be right back.